Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And a great good morning. This is Saturday. It is the Masters Saturday. And boy, what a leaderboard we have. It's going to be a rainy day here in Hawaii. A perfect day to stay home and watch the action unfold. Let me give you a little bit of a setting the table situation. The cut was four over par. 65 players made the cut. Justin Rose didn't. Sergio Garcia didn't. Paul Casey did not make the cut. Three names. Some of the 109 people responding on my Facebook page were hoping would win this 83rd Masters tournament. Bernard Langer, yes, he made the cut. Amateurs, Devon Bling, Takumi Kanaya, Alvaro Ortiz, Victor Hovland, they all made the cut. Tiger Woods, the man who's won four Masters green jackets, is just one shot back of the leaders. But look at this leaderboard. Okay, sharing the lead after Friday, all major champions. Francesco Molinari, Jason Day, Brooks Koepka, Adam Scott, Louis Oosthuizen. And just one shot back of that incredible leaderboard, the top of the leaderboard. Next is Dustin Johnson, Justin Harding. We've got Xander Schauffele, Tiger Woods, just one back. They're six under. It's so close. Phil Mickelson, two strokes off the lead. Bryson DeChambeau, three, as is Tony Finau and Ricky Fowler. All of these players are fan favorites. Imagine being at Augusta National on the grounds. Golf Channel's Matt Ginella's long shot pick, Charles Howell, he's four under. The lead is seven under. So Matt will be on the show today. Ron Cyrak will wrap the show. Bob Bupka will squeeze in some time between his Talk Sport in the UK reports. They're at the Masters, and that's where our Morning Read publisher and founder, Alex Maselli, is. Founded golf.com way back when, a publisher of Golf Week. Alex Maselli starts the show. My name's Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water or worse, sewer pipes break or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Just in case you don't know what the big deal is about Augusta National, what is this place? If you want to understand what it means to golfers, the hearts and minds of golfers the world over, picture a combination of Wimbledon, Graceland, and Versailles. It's kind of the epitome of everything happening. Serenity, beauty, magnificence. Alex Maselli, founder of Morning Read, a new golf newsletter you'll want to get. Golf writer, journalist, reporter, and golfer. Alex Maselli, welcome into the clubhouse.
Thanks, Danielle. I mean, you got me all excited.
Well, that's the idea, right? How can I get you excited? You are in the middle of the action. You know, it's interesting to watch how Augusta National and the leadership under Chairman Fred Ridley is moving along. He's making changes. I mean, he shocked the world when he announced that there was going to be the Augusta National Women's Amateur. We were treated to an amazing weekend of golf at Augusta National. On Saturday last, the inaugural Augusta National Women's Amateur. On Sunday, there was a drive chip putt. So Saturday, the women, Sunday, the kids, now the men. Jennifer Kupcho won by four strokes over Maria Fassi. I couldn't help but think that, you know, that sounds like a big difference. But those two women were going at it until the very end. Were you there for that inaugural event?
I actually was, and you are correct. They were going at it tooth and nail at the end, and they actually had separated themselves from everybody else in the field. They were clearly the cream of the crop, and it was tremendous because even talking to some of the players that played Augusta National and Masters in the past, and I'm talking Jack Nicklaus and Gary Player, they were really surprised about how good those women played, especially Jennifer, who hit some shots that they can somewhat somewhat remember because she was playing from some of the places they were been playing with back in the day.
They were playing back in the day. Explain what you mean by that.
Well, I mean, obviously, technology has taken over this golf course, and a good example might be the 13th hole, which when it was first built was 480 yards. Now it's playing at 510, I believe it is. That's just nothing for these players these days with a driver, 3-wood, and probably a mid to low iron in their hand. Jennifer Kupcho, in turn, had to play it at a place where she had to hit a 3-hybrid into that same green and actually made eagle. And I think people like Jack and Gary would understand that better because they had to have either long irons or maybe even something else because there weren't even hybrids back when they were playing.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe even some kind of fairway wood in. And that's what I think Augusta National misses, and that's something that they want to try to address down the road.
That was interesting that you bring it up. I wasn't sure, you know, with the 13th being a par 5, they're talking about lengthening it, but it was also interesting when Chairman Ridley said that they were going to hold off until the RNA and the USGA released their findings about the distance issue that they've been studying. Does that mean that they're hoping that somehow the USGA RNA come to some kind of conclusion about the golf ball, the distance? He also said something to the effect, and I'm sure you were right there, that they want to wait. But they're not, he didn't say they weren't going to, but they didn't want to make a Masters ball. Can you give us some background?
Well, we've always, meaning the journalists, have always thought that the only way to control the golf ball, and effectively, because none of the manufacturers want to rein the ball in, is to create a Masters golf ball that would not go as far, that would be restricted by 10 or 20%, and that would make a big difference. Of course, as time goes on, that becomes harder and harder to do, not from a technology standpoint, but these players are such that their games are also finely tuned because of technology, that to go ahead and force them to play a certain ball may benefit some players versus others. So that was something that Chairman Ridley has said that he doubts it would happen. But at the same time, you're right, Danielle, he is waiting to see what the report is going to say, a report that's been in the works for since 2018. They've already gathered all the data they need to gather, and now they're sitting there and they're sifting through the data and coming back with some kind of report that will come back probably late summer, early fall. And I think what they're looking for, and what Chairman Ridley's looking for as well, is a report that probably says there is a concern, there is an issue in regards to distance. We need to do something about it. They will make recommendations. The problem is that both the PGA Tour, the PGA of America, who obviously has a membership organization with all the PGA professionals, and the European Tour are not interested in reining the ball back at all because they feel like that will, in the PGA Tour's case and the European Tour's case, they feel like that will limit their product. Their product is doing very, very well. They don't want to do anything that's going to change that. And at the same time, if you're the PGA of America, you don't want to do anything that's going to make golf seem harder and dissuade people from coming to play. So there's a big contingent on one side and what will be a big contingent on the other side. And I know last year Chairman Ridley, in his first press conference as chairman, indicated that he wanted to be kind of like the honest broker between the two sides. But I felt like in the comments he made this year, he was going not as an honest broker, but as someone that was supportive of what the USGA and RA would probably come up with, knowing and realizing the fact that he was a former president of the USGA himself.
Exactly. But by the same token, Augusta National is buying up all this ground around it, buying up the not very picturesque Augusta, Georgia, not really a pretty little town. So buying it up, a lot of people don't want their houses sold, but there's a lot of ground around there they're buying up. They could actually expand. I know that one way to do it, too, they don't always have to pick on the ball. They can pick on the club head size. They could not make those club heads quite so huge and so streamlined and aerodynamic, because when Jack Nicklaus or Gary Player were playing Augusta National, they had what were they playing back then?
Well, they were playing wood, clearly, the persimmon. But I think the difference there is that you can hit a modern golf ball today with persimmon pretty far. What you get is you don't get it online as often, which is what the metal clubs have allowed you to do. The ball is the issue. The ball in itself is the one problem. I think Jack Nicklaus said when we were in a press conference the other day that from let's say 1930 to 1999, the distance change in the golf ball was about 6 yards. After 1999 to now, the distance change is something like 30 or 40 yards. It's just a complete difference because of the golf ball.
Well, what, of course, they can always do is just lengthen the PGA Tour played courses and make the, you know, don't copy us. Because during, was it the 80s and 90s when everybody was trying to build these really huge, long, long golf courses that were economically unsustainable? It's difficult to take care of a course and keep it lush and beautiful and green the way Americans want to have their golf courses when they're huge. It takes an amazing amount of water, resources, manpower, all the things that, you know, golfers don't want to have to pay a tee fee of $150. How are we going to go play? That's not sustainable economically to keep a lot of people getting back into the game. So a lot of questions have to be answered of how they're going to go about it. But I get it. The long distance is sexy. Everybody likes to watch it. The power and, you know, the drive of it all. It just makes people hot. So that's what they want.
Well,
I get it.
Yeah. Well, but here's the thing, Danielle. So for 2 days, you've seen Augusta National play in soft conditions. Has there been anything that you haven't enjoyed watching, even though the golf ball goes far? I mean, length is not taking away from the entertainment value.
No, you're absolutely right. No, this past, I don't know if it's because it's soft, because they don't get the roll. It's been magnificent. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to take a real quick break. We're talking with Alex Maselli, founder of Morning Read. It's a new golf newsletter. You get it. Just go to Morning Read. Give them your email address, and you'll get it in the morning. It's Morning Read. My name's Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I just listed my home.
I hear first impressions matter.
My realtor said what they see first when they pull up sets the tone for the whole visit. Can you guess what Realtor.com said is the highest return on investment you can make?
No.
Your garage door.
Yes. Since people see that first and it makes your home stand out, you can have a beautiful home now, then get all your money back when you sell. It'll probably sell faster. Rainer Doors of Hawaii, 676-3667.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futura Stone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futura Stone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
This portion of The Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futura Stone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
We're talking with Alex Maselli, founder of Morning Read, a golf newsletter, and not a lot of ads. It's great. It's got all the information about the latest technology coming out, interesting insights into what's happened, what's going to happen. I would like to ask you, Alex, what do you think is going to happen today? Watching Tiger Woods yesterday, he was off, he was on, his long putts dropped, his short putts didn't, but he was happy with everything. He said he hit it on the right line. How do you see Tiger Woods? I was surprised. Okay, I'm going to preface all of this by saying that Alex Maselli has not always been a great Tiger Woods fan. And he shocked me because after the Golf Writers Association of America meeting, when Tiger Woods got the Ben Hogan Award, Alex Maselli said, "This is a person worth getting to know," or something to that effect. What are your thoughts about Tiger?
Well, I think unlike the other players that are ahead of him, either the Molinaris or Jason Day has actually a back issue, but Koepka or Adam Scott or Louis Oosthuizen or even Dustin Johnson, I think those players are in a better position physically, generally, than Tiger is. And so I'm not saying that Tiger can't play, because clearly you've seen he has been able to play for 2 days. But yet, I just think that a 72-hole stroke play event is going to be difficult for Tiger to come out on top. And I think with the firepower you see on the top, players that have all won major championships, I can't even remember the last time I've seen that.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that Tiger is going to have a very good 2 days, and he's going to have to rely on some of these other players not to have very good 2 days, and I just don't see that happening.
Really? I mean, the Open, he was right there, came in second, didn't quite get the bite on Francesco Molinari. Molinari ignored him pretty much.
There's a great example, though, of his inability to close because he had the lead, but it was a mental mistake that cost him that Open.
And you think that he didn't learn from that? I think he progressed after the Players, though, and that victory that he experienced.
I'm not suggesting that he can't get it done. I'm just saying if I was going to be a betting man, he would not be the person that I would put my money on.
Okay. And speaking of betting, there's a lot of betting going on, and he's gotten to the top of the betting world again because of his play yesterday. I thought that was interesting. I didn't think I could count on Tiger Woods yesterday because he was on, he was off, he was in the woods, he was not in the woods, he was on the fairway. It was just interesting to see. But he was still happy, and that I took a lot of encouragement from. I thought, well, that's a good mindset. Jason Day, you talk about his back. Do you notice anything? You're there at Augusta National watching these guys.
Well, I mean, you can clearly notice that when he goes down to pick the ball out of the hole, that he does it very gingerly. But what I thought was funny is his wife Ellie, who is, you know, obviously they got three kids together. She finally said to him, you know, you got to get your act together. You know, man up and quit being such a wimp. And most of us believe that. I mean, most of us believe, and I'm not going to say he's a hypochondriac, but most of us believe that, you know, he has these little niggling injuries, and he makes them sound like they, you know, he just lost a limb. So, I mean, he needs to man up every once in a while, and thankfully Ellie, his wife, told him that.
I'm glad. You know, everybody needs a strong woman behind them. Every man, right? Come on, baby. I'm the one that had the kids.
Yeah,
deal
exactly.
With it. Rory McIlroy could finish his Grand Slam at this Augusta National, this 83rd Masters tournament. What's happened?
Well, you know, I believe that when you bogey the first hole at Augusta National, you're already behind the eight ball and you are trying to dig your way out. And that's exactly what happened to Rory McIlroy. That's exactly what happened to Jordan Spieth. And, you know, you just can't start majors that way. There's only one guy I know that can start the first hole poorly and win, and that would be Tiger. And I think of Torrey Pines, who he never likes playing the first hole at Torrey. And he's made bogey there. He's made double there. I think he bogeyed it the first day during the U.S. Open in 2008. But, you know, he's an exception to a much bigger rule. And so I just think that at that point, both Spieth and Rory McIlroy, they just never, ever got it going in the right direction.
Yeah. And I wish Spieth would take the mechanics out of the game and get to playing the game from inside him, you know, the part of the game that's living in him since he was 7 or 6 years old. Get it out. Let it go. Stop thinking. Start playing. I think sometimes Rory gets himself into the same place, although he talks a great game when he says that I'm happy, you know, it's all okay. I don't focus. I'm on the... Yeah, great. That's now you've got to feel that when you're on the golf course and just go have fun. Phil Mickelson has a whole lot of fun when he's playing. And I think sometimes he's like disaster and then he recovers. And here he is close to the top of the leaderboard.
Yeah, I think he's in the perfect position for him. I'm not saying that he wouldn't want to be leading the golf tournament, but I think he's within touch of the leaders. That's where he wanted to be after 36 holes. He knows today is a big day, and then they'll see where he'll have to reassess then on Sunday where he is and what he'll need to do. But there's very few players that have been so calculating around this golf course and know exactly what they need to do on a day-to-day or round-to-round basis than Phil Mickelson. I think Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson, and I would have thrown Jordan Spieth in there except for what he seems to be doing, those guys know this golf course. They're as close to Jack Nicklaus as you're going to get on being and finding ways to be successful around this golf course in 4 days.
Yeah, well, I'm just watching him, and I'm amazed, and he's happy. He says, I wish I could have been a little bit closer to the top of the leaderboard, but I'll take it. I'm within striking distance. He always seems to have that kind of swashbuckling sort of, I'm here, and I'm going to dominate. Who do you think's got the best chance to come out from, I don't know, let's say 30th position right now coming up? I don't think this is a done deal with these great players at the top. What do you think?
Well, I disagree with you. I'm sure this won't be the first time. But, yeah, I think that the top is the top, and I think everybody else will be struggling to find a way to get there. I like the top. I like all the five guys that are sitting there. I think every one of them has a chance to win and has the best chance to win. And that means I'm discounting Tiger and Dustin Johnson. I just think that those guys at the top will be beating up each other, and they will be trying to find ways to score. And they, at the end of the day, you will find their name at the top of the board on Saturday and somebody's name at the top of the board on Sunday out of those top five.
Okay, well, wait a minute. We want to have some fun here. There's got to be some. It can't be so, predictable. Don't they say that the Masters tournament isn't really won until the last nine on Sunday?
Well, that's what they say, but they also say that generally if you're in the last group, you probably are going to be the winner as well. So, let's see who's in the last group. But, look, you're looking at, and tell me the time, and I can't even remember a time, to be honest with you, Daniel, a time when the leaders, and that's five leaders, the five co-leaders, are all major winners.
Never.
Right. So you're a lot of times you suggest, well, they've never done it before. Well, every one of these five has.
Yeah. And Adam Scott has done it right there at Augusta National. Does that give Adam Scott, whose game is looking pretty fine, except maybe on the greens, does that give him an advantage?
No, I don't think so. I think you're right. The question may be his putting is a little suspect. I mean, 16 on Friday, it was a putt. There's no reason for him to have missed the putt he missed on 15 or on 16. He should be leading this golf tournament by a stroke on going into the Saturday and going to Saturday's round, and is not. And it's clearly that his putter is still a little suspect. It's been suspect ever since they went away from the long putter, or the anchored putter. So I think that you can question it. It doesn't mean that he won't find a way to win, but you can certainly question it. I have to say, though, I really like either Brooks Koepka or Francesco Molinari. I like both of them. I like their games. And I think a Katasina Louis Oosthuizen in there as well, because he's had success here losing in a playoff. Any one of these guys, if they play their game for the next 36 holes, are going to win this golf tournament. It's just playing your game for the next 36 holes.
All right, so this is what we're going to expect from moving day today. Pretty much the same names, just maybe a different position, because Francesco right now, given how he scored on the last day, I guess would be tied with Jason Day. They both shot 70-67. Brooks Koepka had the 66-71. Adam Scott had the 69-68. Louis Oosthuizen had the 71-66. I'd like Louis to win after losing to Bubba Watson. That was just like, ouch, because he was so strong. Was it 2012?
Yeah, I think that might be right. Look, I just want you to remember that whatever we said here today, that if it all turns out the way I said, I expect to hear it next week on the show. If in turn it does not, I would hope that you will have lost this recording.
Yes sir. I do everything Alex Maselli, the publisher and founder of Morning Read, tells me to. Next. Would you like to look forward to the Masters 25 years from now?
Would I?
Yes. That was one of the things that you look forward to the Masters 25 years from now.
Well, I was writing a story, which I'm going to publish next week, and quite honestly, it'll be very, very, very interesting what's going to happen around here. And it's not, most of it will not be about what will happen on the golf course, or what, there won't be like significant changes to the golf course, I don't believe. What's going to be, what's going to happen here is there's going to be this huge Masters community around here. There's going to be all this land that they continue to acquire will be all bought up. They will own so much land around here that they'll create hospitality. They'll create lodging for people. They may be even build a second golf course that they could use for a women's professional event or another amateur event that would be in the spring instead of, or rather the fall versus the spring. I mean, there's so many options that they have here, and I think the person that will be the definitive person that will make that decision won't be a Fred Ridley, because he'll probably be long retired, and even the chairman after Fred Ridley will be gone. I think the next the chairman, maybe 20 years from now, who will probably most likely be a woman, will be involved with where this event, where this whole venue will move from 20 years on, onward.
I'm seeing a Masters Disneyland. Created, right? And Washington Road is not something you'd want to preserve. Having been there, I can attest to that. And you walk into Augusta National and go, oh, finally, I've found the place they all talk about. Alex, a pleasure talking with you today. Would you cancel play on Sunday and move it to Monday, given the weather forecast we've got coming up?
I would absolutely start play early on Sunday, making sure that we finished on Sunday.
Okay. Thank you very much. Alex Maselli, founder of Morning Read. It's a golf newsletter. You go to morningread.com and you get it. Not a lot of advertising, a whole lot of information. You'll want it. Thanks for being on the show, Alex.
Thanks, Danielle.
Aloha. We're coming back with Matt Janella after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
Power at your fingertips. Aloha, our equipment.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837. Your experts on call.
Remember when your car rolled off the showroom floor? Get that smooth-as-glass look and more at Detail Boulevard with a ceramic coating. Bring back or keep the shine. It keeps dirt from sticking and protects your car from the sun. 1351 South Baratania, just past KAMOKU on the Makai side. We also do expert detailing and custom tinting. Detail Boulevard helps keep your ride smiling. You can even make an appointment online at detailblvd.com. Detail Boulevard, exceptional service.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
By the way, Detail Boulevard is right on Baritania, just about two doors down from Ke'eamoku on the left side, the Mackay side of Baritania, and they have loaner cars. You know how much you want to have your car cleaned, but I got so much to do. I don't want to give up my car. Hey, at Detail Boulevard, they have loaner cars. Thank you to everybody. The inaugural Kaimuki High School Band fundraiser golf tournament last Friday was awesome. Everybody had a great time. This is the first of many in the future. Raise money for the Kaimuki High School Band. A fun day was had for all, by all, and for all. And a lot of money was raised for the band. And thank you, everyone who participated and made that possible. All right, we're going to go now. Matt Janella, golf advisor, editor-in-chief, host of Golf Advisor Roundtrip, travel expert and golf course design enthusiast on Morning Drive. Matt Janella's in the clubhouse with you. He's our Hawaii boy because his brother lives up the North Shore. Hi, Matty.
Good morning, Danielle. Good afternoon here in Orlando. Missed the North Shore for sure. Can't wait to get back.
Yeah, you got to bring the family out pretty soon. I mean, yeah, Bandon's just about old enough to learn how to surf.
He'll be better than me the minute he gets on a board, that's for sure.
So is this not the most amazing 83rd Masters leaderboard you've ever seen? I don't think, has there ever been five tied for the lead and all five major champions?
Not that I can remember. I mean, still a lot of golf left, but my goodness, Thursday and Friday have far exceeded any expectations. Just a few, you know, just a few names kind of out of it. I know Jordan had a good round yesterday, and I know he started out good today. Rory McIlroy just keeps having, a good hole, bad hole, good hole, bad hole. And Justin Rose missed the cut, but otherwise, I mean, good gracious.
even your dark horse pick, Charles Howell III, is now four under, tied for 12th with Phil Mickelson and Matt Kuchar and Patton Kizzire. It's an amazing leaderboard with Tiger Woods and Ian Poulter and John Rahm right there. We've got Tiger Woods actually T6, so Ian Poulter and John Rahm are T10. Because there's so many guys tied for the lead and so many guys that are next with just one back, Dustin Johnson, Justin Harding. We've got Xander Schauffele and Tiger Woods. All of this is going to start pretty soon. Not quite yet. Everything kind of kicks off in that department around 1:30, right about now. It's like Charles Howell's going off. What made you think of Charles Howell?
Well, if you look at the season he's having, I mean, he's always been really consistent, but he's having one of his best seasons of his career, and kind of was hitting all those categories: strokes gained, putting, greens in regulation, driving accuracy, had all the right numbers going into this, and then he's a local. It would be one of the most amazing stories if he could pull this off. And really validate what has been a fly below the radar type of a career. So, and couldn't be a nicer guy. So who can't root for Charles Howell?
Yeah, there you go. And Bryson DeChambeau. Now he was in the lead with that 66 after the first day, kind of blew up with a 75. Were you surprised?
Not really. He's pretty volatile, not unlike the Sergios and John Rahms, the guys who really, honestly, wear their hearts on a sleeve, right? And that's a good thing, and that can also be a bad thing. There's also some petulance, some kind of maturity issues with Bryson. I said yesterday on the morning drive that, when things are going great, nobody's happier, nobody's more jovial, nobody's more engaging, nobody's more exciting to root for than Bryson DeChambeau. When things are going wrong, that's really his test. That's what he's eventually going to have to get better at dealing with in order to, win something like the Masters or a major championship in general.
Do you think with Francesco Molinari, Jason Day, Brooks Koepka, Adam Scott, Louis Oosthuizen, out of those five major champions tied for the lead for this 83rd Masters, do you think anybody has a chance to beat them? To sneak up at the top and be in contention?
Oh, of course. I mean, we have 36 holes. I mean, it's unbelievable. And there's just too many numbers, too many names that are, you know, bona fide. You know, Dustin Johnson has went back. So, and Xander Schauffele shot 65 yesterday, and of course, Tiger Woods. And then I think, you know, John Rahm is right where he wants to be. I think, you know, this is, man, we are far from over. And the only kind of lingering X factor here is going to be the weather on Sunday. And from all counts, it sounds horrific. And I know there, you know, I was just following on Twitter that some people there are reporting that Augusta National considering splitting tees in order to try to beat the weather, which would be, you know, unlike anything I've ever seen. And that would be interesting. Part of me feels like we should just freeze it at the end of today. Just pretend like tomorrow doesn't happen, and let's just tee it up on Monday and just give everybody, you know, the Sunday badges on to Monday. I mean, it would really, we'd have to declare it a national holiday, which would be, you know, from now on going forward, we should just always call it Masters Monday. And everybody, you know, think about how many people would call in sick. It would be comical.
Yeah, it would be, but it's the Masters, and it's Augusta National, and the committee must be thinking about this. By the same token, it's hard with travel schedules and all of this stuff of having to get all of the cameras back to their, you know, it's, wow. Yeah, I know.
Well, it happens on a pretty regular, I mean, you know, there's a lot of Monday finishes.
That's a good point. And why not just do it? Yeah, just do it. Just make a decision. Just make a decision early.
Yeah.
Because what is the weather forecast? It's not just rain, but
80% chance of rain. But, I mean, apparently some really gnarly winds. And I would imagine there's probably some electricity that will go with it. So there's talking about safety issues for players and patrons. So, I mean, let's see how this all plays out. But I would hate to have this leaderboard and this, you know, this Masters impacted in a way that would forever be kind of a bit of an asterisk, in which you'd say, oh, you know, if the weather really becomes that crazy, you know, and one guy teed off a little bit earlier and they got in a good right. You know, it's just the whole thing just makes me cringe. I hope, you know, that's the only thing that I'm worried about right now.
Yeah, and I agree with you. It's been, the first 2 days have been just amazingly beautiful. And yes, they had to stop once for 20 minutes because there was electricity in the air, which of course means like possible thunder and lightning. And we all know that we don't play when it's lightning. So, but that was quick and it was over. But that's not what they see for Sunday. They see a whole lot of thunder and lightning and some real major problems. Speaking of problems, it looks like Augusta National is kind of taking a wait and see on the 13th hole. They're not going to necessarily lengthen it. By the way, the 13th hole is part of Amen Corner. And if you know anything about, you know, Amen Corner, those are like, that's like the cathedral. But I want to talk to you, Matt Ginello, because you've had a conversation with Ben Crenshaw about the fifth, which somebody just recently called, I think Zach Johnson called 4, 5, and 6, the Hallelujah Corner. Hallelujah, I've made it through.
I would not want to play those holes. I mean, so hard. And the fifth, they kind of moved and elongated and actually, you know, some have said they softened the green a bit. But, you know, Ben Crenshaw said, you know, wow, you know, it's big, it's, you know. But he said that Augusta National, in his mind, has done a great job staying relevant and kind of keeping up, were his words, with the modern player. And he said it's not easy. And he thinks they've done a good job with it. The 13th hole, you know, Fred Ridley is, he's got a great career and has been a, you know, very successful competitive golfer at the amateur level. He's knows a lot about the game. I think the golf course is in good hands. I think the wait and see approach on 13 is super smart. We're talking about one of the greatest half pars in all of golf. It's playing as the second easiest hole, I should say. So, you know, however you want to phrase that, but essentially most guys are doing well on it through the first 2 days, but you know, it's not the heat of the final round and every course, you got to have a second easiest hole and you got, you know, there's always going to be that ranking. I think, you know, and there has been really no wind, And I just think kind of waiting and seeing, and that was an interesting indication that maybe they've had conversations with the USGNRNA and that there may be some sort of, you know, tournament ball or some form of rollback. I can't believe that that would ever happen. That would be really shocking to me. Not to say that I think it should or shouldn't. I'm just saying that I just don't think it's going to. Because this is entertainment, this is a sport, and kind of, you know, taking distance back, you know, with people who are always in awe of, you know, 330-yard drives, you know, I get there is this hardline, you know, architectural geekdom that kind of would be shattered. It would literally just fall apart. And I totally understand that because of the 13th hole.
Architectural geekdom.
But there's also a lot of people, you know, there's a lot of people who, you know, they don't care how far the ball is going. They don't care that some, you know, old traditional, you know, early 1900 golf courses are deemed obsolete. It just doesn't, you know, they don't, it's not a factor for them. So therein lies the rub.
Yeah, and I always think of Marion. You know, Marion, it's not like at Augusta National, they're buying up land surrounding it for whatever, and they say, although we now have options to increase the length of this hole, speaking of the 13th, and this is from Fred Ridley, we intend to wait to see how distance may be addressed by the governing bodies before we take any action. But he also went on to say, Augusta National has no plans to dictate ball design, unlikely to produce a Masters ball. There are other ways to make the course more difficult. And I think, you know, bring back the short game. Hey, you know, so what if they hit a long game? Make it hard from there. There's lots of things.
I always think that, you know, courses have a lot more control than they're exercising in terms of conditioning, length of rough, you know, width of fairways, pin placements, green speeds. You know, I think there are other ways of combating the modern game without, you know, without just simply always making the golf course longer. So, boy, what a conundrum as a sort of subculture in the game of golf, this the word distance. But, you know, I know as an amateur, I really don't want anybody taking anything away from me right now. I'm getting older. It's not easier.
Yes.
Thank goodness I wasn't a person who anchored my putter. I would really have been pissed, you know, a few years ago. And, you know, if you're going to go and take distance away from me, you know, we're going to definitely have issues.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, look at Adam Scott. Adam Scott is not known for his length off the tee. He's known for being a finesse player. He's elegant. He plays the course. And he is tied for first at 7-under with Francesco Molinari, Jason Day, Brooks Koepka, Mr. Long, and Louis Oosthuizen. Matt Jannella, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Look at this, Danielle. I just looked up Tony Finau, 2-under through two. He moves to 5-under.
Yay, Tony!
He's T10. Yeah. I played Turtle Bay with Tony Finau one time, one Christmas. And tremendous human being. But
yes.
He said something to me very interesting. I was playing with Kalena Pruce, who's had a great amateur career in the state of Hawaii. And he told Kalena, don't ever do anything to change your swing that you can't implement in 15 minutes. Interesting little tip and tidbit there. In other words, swing your swing. So
yes.
good advice for all of us, right?
Yes. Matt Jannella, you're awesome. Matt Jannella's Golf Advisor Editor-in-Chief. He's host of Golf Advisor Roundtrip, travel expert and golf course design enthusiast on Morning Drive. He knows the inside. Thank you so much, Matty.
Always a pleasure, Danielle. Enjoy the rest of the weekend.
Thank you, you too.
And maybe Monday.
And maybe Monday.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to come back, and we've got Bob Bupka, Talk Sport, with us. Of course, also host of the Grill Room Golf Show. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
What's the first thing you see when you get home?
My cat?
No, your garage door. And I love my Rainer door. It improved the look of my house, and it's strong and quiet.
Wow, how can I get a Rainer door?
Call 676-DOOR and your home can look great and be worth more money. That's 676-3667, Rainer Doors, Hawaii.
Nothing short of amazing.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And now, into the clubhouse, it's Bob Bupka. He's Talk Sport in the UK. Now, Talk Sport is this massive radio station. They call them the largest sports radio station. And, of course, they're the home of the Premier League. And, you know, that's all football, European soccer, football. And for whenever there's something like the Masters on, Bob Bupka is the voice of golf. And so he's the authority in the UK on golf. And I'm looking at this leaderboard. Welcome into the clubhouse, Bob.
Well, thank you very much, Danielle. And I'm sure there's thousands of golf fans like myself that couldn't go to sleep last night just in anticipation of this third round. Never before, listen to me carefully here, Danielle. Yes. Never before so many storylines ready to pop. How about if Ian Poulter wins? How about if the long-haired Tommy Fleetwood wins? How about if Ricky Fowler wins? How about if Justin Thomas wins? DeChambeau wins? You know, Kevin Kisner, who won the match play. Now, Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson. And we haven't yet named the five leaders
exactly
of this event. And all five leaders are major champions. I mean, good golly, Miss Molly. This is a golf lover's dream.
It is. And looking at the top of the leaderboard, we have an Italian, two Australian, South African, and an American flag flying. We've also gotten second place after Friday's play, of course. Three American flags, a South African. Then comes the Union Jack with Ian Poulter, who has not won a major championship. And then we've got Tommy Fleetwood, two back. He's two under. And he could easily dominate either one of those guys if they got on. So who do you think in the UK is – who do you think they're rooting for? Is it Ian Poulter or Tommy Fleetwood?
Well, that's pretty hard to say. I mean, Ian Poulter is 43 years old. He's never won a major. Don't forget they've had their share of great players never to win a major. I mean, just think of the clear career of Luke Donald and – you know, and Lee Westwood, two superstars that never won a major. Ian Poulter is in that group, but he's 43 years old. He's highly confident. I know that the majority of the past champions are all rooting for just one guy to win, and that's Francisco Molinari, because they feel very confident it'll be the best champions dinner they ever had if they have an Italian picking the menu.
And everybody goes by their stomach, right? So, yes, it makes sense. We want an Italian. Okay. Jason Day, how are you feeling about his back? Is it really a big deal or is it not a big deal?
No, it's a big deal. I mean, it's almost tragic. He's walking to the first tee to begin his second round. He picks up his three-year-old daughter to give her a kiss, throws his back out. It's so bad he's laying on the ground in the rough on the second hole being medically attended to. Everybody's saying, well, get the stretcher. He's finished. And now he has battled back to a tie for the lead. And one other thing about Molinari, Danielle, he looks to become the first ever person to caddy at the Masters, which he did in 06 for his brother, and now go on and win a green jacket. A caddy wins the Masters. What a headline that would be.
That's so wonderful. Bob has already got Molinari taking that green jacket on. I like it. That's Brooks Koepka. Brooks Koepka is the major winner. He's won three majors, back-to-back U.S. Opens. Don't you see him just going on to just dominate this field?
Well, he certainly has the firepower to do so. I mean, he's tied for the lead. He made a double bogey at the very easy par 5 second hole yesterday, Danielle. He could have made a three there because he reaches that par 5 two. That par 5 second hole and two on a regular basis. So if you add four shots to his total, I mean, he'd be at 11 under, and the tailor would be measuring in for the green jacket. You never know. I mean, golly, how can we overlook Tiger Woods? I mean, he's one shot out of the lead. It's hard to imagine that it's been 14 years since he last slipped on a green jacket. He won his fourth Masters in 05. How about Phil Mickelson? Boy, would he love to get his fourth jacket. I mean, for Phil Mickelson to leave Augusta this weekend and be able to say, well, I've won as many green jackets as Tiger Woods and Arnold Palmer. You've got to be kidding me. I mean, if that's not motivation, I don't know what is.
No, and he's motivated by stuff like that, too. That would be cool. Now, all of this talk, we've not brought up the number one player in the world, Dustin Johnson.
And Dustin Johnson, he's got more firepower than probably anybody. I was looking like a sheer genius on Talk Sport because I went out and said that Bryson DeChambeau was going to win. And then I was crying yesterday when he was struggling. But I'm still not counting him out. He's only four shots back. It would not surprise me if the mad scientist doesn't go on to win this event. I know he's got four shots to make up, but more importantly, he's got to get past a ton of major winners. So it's not going to be an easy task. But, you know, if you're a physics major in college, you're not really concerned about having easy tasks. So he's up for that, and we'll have to wait and see. But basically, you just throw a dart at the leaderboard, Danielle, and you'll come up with the winner by doing that as the leading experts in the world.
How about, the pairing of Bryson DeChambeau and Justin Thomas is interesting to see those two guys playing the same holes, not together, of course, but they're paired together, competing against one another. Corey Connors, a last-minute entry, is also 3 under, tied with Bryson DeChambeau, Justin Thomas. He just won last weekend. Tony Finau is moving up the leaderboard just a bit. He's also at a 3 under, but no longer. I think he's even better off now. I think they're playing. Pretty soon the leaders will be going off. But he must be over the moon. And these the fellows who are amateurs, I was surprised that Justin Rose, excuse me, had a name blip there for a second. Justin Rose did not make the cut, and then we had all these four amateurs who made the cut. That was a surprise to me to see the fellows. I have their names written down here somewhere for us to talk about. But it was Devin Bling, Takumi Kanaya, Alvaro Ortiz, and Victor Hovland. They all made the cut when, Justin Rose didn't. Were you surprised when Rose didn't make it?
Yeah, I was surprised, but not nearly as surprised as the name you mentioned initially, Corey Connors. Let's rewind the tape, Danielle.
Okay.
To a week ago Monday, Corey Connors enters the Monday qualifying to see if he can get in the Valero Texas Open. Corey Connors plays his round. Then he's told, oh, there's six guys, but there's one spot available, Corey, so you still have a shot. And lo and behold, he comes out on top in a six-man playoff, and he gets into the Valero Texas Open. Then he wins the Valero Texas Open. Then he gets a 30-minute hug and kiss from his wife on the 72nd hole, but come to find out he's on his honeymoon. And then he says to the Valero Texas Open people, what do I do now? I got to get to Augusta. They said, we got a plane chartered for you. We got a house rented for you down there, Corey. You just worry about playing golf. You talk about Disneyland. Corey Connors is in the ultimate Disneyland.
Oh, my. You always know the details behind the story. I was just thrilled that he had won and that he got to play at Augusta National. And you just fleshed that out so beautifully. I know you've got 2 minutes to talk sport. Any final thoughts before you have to wrap?
Well, anybody that loves golf, please turn your TV on watching Tiger Woods. After a 14-year absence from winning that fourth green jacket, he's only one shot back. The buzz, the electricity here at Augusta National is absolutely incredible. The roars are going to be unbelievable. And I still say, don't count out 48-year-old Phil Mickelson. A victory by Mickelson makes him the oldest winner of a major championship in golf history. Boy, would Phil love that honor.
This is a historic 83rd Masters at Augusta National. Bob Bubka, thank you so much for being on the show.
It's my honor and privilege to be on with you, Danielle. Keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you, sir. Aloha. We're going to come back. Ron Cyrak is going to be with us to wrap the show. He is also at Augusta National, and he, of course, is following the leaders. We're going to come back after a quick break, thanking, of course, the people who make this show possible. And we're going to give away tickets to the Lotte, because next week I'll be broadcasting the show from Ko'olina. The Lotte Championship is happening, starts on Wednesday because they finish on Saturday. So we have tickets to give away for the Lotte and golf balls, and we'd love for you to be a winner. So while we have the phone lines so wide open, we'd like to give away these tickets, two tickets to the Lotte in addition to the golf balls. And all you have to do is call in to win. The number is 545-1111. Neighbor Islands at the 808-545-1111. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurestone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurestone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing.
Your experts on call.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Remember when your car rolled off the showroom floor? Get that smooth as glass look and more at Detail Boulevard with a ceramic coating. Bring back or keep the shine. It keeps dirt from sticking and protects your car from the sun. 1351 South Baratania, just past KAMOKU on the Mackay side. We also do expert detailing and custom tinting. Detail Boulevard helps keep your ride smiling. You can even make an appointment online at detailblvd.com. Detail Boulevard, exceptional service.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
We are KPUA Hilo, K-O-R-L, Waianae, Honolulu, K-O-N-I, Lanai City, and K-T-O-H, Kalaheo. Just want to tell you about the Lotte Championship starting on Wednesday, the 2019 Championship, West Oahu, Ko'olina, the 14th through the 20th. It's the 8th annual LPGA event featuring, of course, a star-studded field of marquee players. And we certainly hope Michelle Wee will be able to play since she's been recovering from her wrist and arm hand surgery. Hoping that we've got Brooke Henderson, defending champion, Lydia Ko, Hyo-Joon Kim, Inbi Park, So-Young Ru, Hawaii's Michelle Wee. Everything gets started on Wednesday, April 17th. The final round is on Saturday, the 20th. That's because, of course, it's on television in Asia, and their Saturday is our Sunday, or make that the other way around. When it's Saturday here, it's Sunday over there, and that's what they're broadcasting for. The Lotte has been the title sponsor for the Lotte Championship since the inaugural event in 2012, and they've extended the title sponsorship all the way to 2020, so this is really exciting. We've got right now the 2018 champion Brooke Henderson shot a 3-under par 69 final round last year, finished with a score of 12-under 276. 12-under 276. So when you come out to see the women play, you're going to see the major winners who are playing. Congratulations to Mary Jane Ferranda of Honolulu. She is the winner of the two tickets. We may give away some more. We have other tickets to give away, but Rhonda, or Mary Jane Ferranda, you are the one who gets the two tickets plus the golf balls. I'm really excited for you. All right, today is Saturday. It is the Masters, the 83rd playing of the Masters. And if it doesn't mean anything at all to you, just think of it as kind of like a combination of Graceland, Versailles, and Disneyland, all rolled into one for the world of golf. This is a place where everything is magic. When you go into Augusta National, I've had the pleasure, the honor to be able to go to the Masters. It was a Wednesday. It was the par three contest. It was a lot of fun, but I really wanted to see not the par three course, but I wanted to see Augusta National and walk the course. And you feel so enveloped by just the trees, the grass. Somebody said the grass is a green that's not described. And it's true. There's no description for the green of the grass at Augusta National. But then again, they don't tell you the seeds that they use to create the grass at Augusta National. You can't see dirt below the grass leaves. I mean, hundreds of people are walking. Thousands of people have been walking. It looks like carpet's been put down. And you can see where they've been walking, but you can't see. It doesn't become muddy, even if it rains. They have special underground drainage systems that makes it just about foolproof. And it's just a really amazing place to be. And that's why they make such a big deal out of like lengthening the course. This course was built by legends in the game, and it's created legends in the game, and legends in the game want to play there. It's the best part of their life is being able to go to Augusta National. And when you don't make it, it's shattering, like Ernie Els. Some people said, why didn't Ernie Els get a special invite? Because, see, even though there are requirements for you to get into Augusta National to be able to play Augusta National in the Masters tournament, there are requirements. You have to win, but not you can't, if there's an event, let's say the WGC is being played, the World Golf Championship is being played. If there's another tournament, let's say a tournament played someplace else for the second tier PGA Tour players who didn't make it into the WGC, well, the winner of that tournament doesn't get to go to the Masters. The winner of the WGC, he gets to go to the Masters. So that's the kind of, there are these requirements. But the Masters committee can make exceptions because it's the Masters Committee. That's why I said, hey, they could cancel Sunday and make it Monday. That's just how they operate. It's their own world. They make their own rules, and they live very strictly by those rules. There's no trash at Augusta National. No, nothing. It's beautiful, it's perfect, and it's gorgeous. And Ron Cyrek is there. And Ron Cyrek writes for Global Golf Post. He's special to the LPGA, so he understands all my talk about the Lotte. This is his 30th Masters tournament. 30 years he's gone week after month, year after year. And what I was thinking about for Ernie Els, imagine, Ernie, he could have been given an exemption in by the Masters Committee, but they chose not to. I just thought that was a shame because Ernie really, I think he should have been allowed in. Ron Cyrek, welcome into the clubhouse.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Danielle. Always a pleasure.
What do you think about letting somebody like Ernie Els get an exemption in? The committee can do that.
They can do whatever they want. This is an invitational tournament. They can invite or disinvite whoever they want to have here. I would think, and they might do that at some point for Ernie down the road, but I'm not entirely sure what their thinking was this year. They are very protective of the size of the field, and, I think we only had 87 players tee it off this year in this tournament, so... They don't like the field to get large, and they think about things like that when they're sending out their invitations.
Got it. And the cut was 4 over par. Was this course playing difficult?
Well, it's interesting. It was receptive, but nobody was going low. There was a certain point where Adam Scott yesterday got to 8 under par, and the cut was going to be around 2. For off the 10-stroke rule, and then he made a bogey, and that made push to cut back another number, and that let more people in. It's not playing difficult, but it's not giving up a lot of low scores. So what that means is we got a bunch field here. We had 15 players within 3 strokes of the lead starting play today.
Yes, and we have 5 major champions starting tied for first. Has that ever happened, 5 players tied for first and 5 of them major champions?
I can't imagine that it has. I was trying to think, and the best leaderboard that I've ever seen after 36 holes here was in 2002 when the top 12 had 7 of the top 10 in the world ranking. It just had everybody, Els, Harrington, Garcia, DJ Singh, and a guy named Tiger Woods. And a guy named Tiger Woods went out that Saturday and shot a 66, took over the lead, and then won the tournament the next day. But that's the last time I remember a leaderboard as good as this. So that was, 17 years ago?
Yeah. And then, beyond the being 5 tied for first, we've got 5 major champions. And then after that, there's, Dustin Johnson. I'm not real familiar with Justin Harding. Good on him, though. Then there's Xander Schauffele, who took the plantation course apart when he won the Century Tournament of Champions. Then there's Tiger Woods and Ian Poulter and John Rahm and Patrick Cantlay and Hideki Matsuyama, Charlie Hoffman, Tony Finau, Justin Thomas, Patrick Kizzire, Matt Kuchar, Charles Howell III, Webb Simpson, Tommy Fleetwood, Thorbjørn Olesen. It's amazing. They're all fan favorites. This is going to be I think the TV ratings for this Masters are going to go through the roof.
Yeah, and it looks like we're going to have a very exciting day here because some of the people who've gone out early today are shooting some good scores. Tony Finau was 7 under through 15 holes to get into contention. I saw that Tommy Fleetwood, Ricky Fowler are making a move up the leaderboard. There was an amateur went out and shot 66. So there were some scores out there today. We may see some real electricity on the leaderboard today.
The amateur, I was talking about Devon Bling, Takumi Kanaya, Alvaro Ortiz, and Victor Hovland. Was it Victor Hovland?
No, it was Kanaya. He went out and he shot 32 on the front nine, shot 36 coming back in, and he moved up. I believe he's probably about 30th place right now, and he's taken over the lead as the low amateur.
Wow, that's really something. So someone earlier on the show thought that there was no way those 5 major champions who are already at the top of the leaderboard could be busted out. What are your thoughts about how volatile this potentially could be, seeing guys come up from 30th position to the top of the leaderboard and contend tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, we're almost in a situation where virtually everybody who made the cut has a chance to in this golf tournament, depending on what they shoot today. I do have a feeling that, the golf course is harder as the day goes on, so we're going to see some of those people who started the day maybe 5-6 shots off the lead be able to creep in close. But it is also a kind of day where somebody, if you've got one of those five people who are starting the day at 7 under par, that's on Molinari, Day, Koepka, Scott, and Oosthuizen, if one of those puts up a number today, like a 67, they could create some separation between themselves and the rest of the field going into Sunday.
Okay, and how's Jordan Spieth doing? I feel like we have someone in recovery, a patient that needs to be nurtured.
Yeah, I'm officially baffled by him now. I really thought one of his strengths was mental toughness. I thought two of his strengths were mental toughness and putting, and both of those seem to be have become weaknesses for him right now. So it's going to be interesting to see how he gets the wheels back on track there. I'd like to see him go back to just being a kid and playing field golf. I think he overthinks it a little bit. I think he gets into these endless conversations with his caddy, and instead of just going up there and hitting the golf ball and moving on to the next hole.
Yeah, it's really is baffling, and I expect him to get better, and then it's like the more he plays, the worse he gets, and I don't know what the answer is. It's a terrible. I just see him one over for the day, and I'm asking myself, okay, he shot a 75, he shot a 68. What's happening today with Jordan Spieth? He's Bernhard Langer. Let's change the subject. Yay, Bernhard Langer, our champions, PGA Tour champions, champion here, Bernhard Langer. 71, 72, and even, I guess, for the day. He just amazes. He's like, somebody said that he's wearing the same size pants that he wore when he was a teenager. Who does that?
Yeah, he was at the, on Wednesday night, we had the annual Golf Writers Dinner here where we give out our awards, and he's been the Champions Tour Player of the Year for about a billion years straight now. So he was there, and he's... the last I saw, I think the first 36 holes, he missed one fairway. He's just playing phenomenal golf. Somebody had an amusing tweet today. They said, I wasn't sure whether Rory McIlroy was going to compete this week at the Masters, but I sort of thought he'd beat Bernhard Langer.
Well, right now he's not.
right now he's not. No.
Wow, and Rory's another enigma. He's talking such a great game about how everything, he's getting it all together mentally and. He's not putting too much emphasis on his scores, and maybe he should.
Well, I sort of liked hearing those words from him because I do think that a lot of Rory's problems are between the ears because I think when he's got his A game, he's the best player in the world. The problem is when he doesn't have his A game, he doesn't struggle very well. He seems to be overwhelmed by it. He gives up. Tiger Woods won with his B game all the time. He just never gave up. He kept grinding away. And I, when Rory won the Players' Championship, I was encouraged because I didn't think he played his best golf, and yet he still figured out how to win. But he now seems to have taken a step backwards again. I was reading some of his body language yesterday, and he'd hit a disappointing shot, and you could just see the slump in his shoulders, and you could just read the give up in him, and that's something that you shouldn't see in great players.
And watching Tiger yesterday, Tiger Woods could have had slumps in his shoulder after missing so many of those short putts, and if he had made two of them. He would have been, leading this tournament. It was really something. And then he came back and said, I wasn't really that upset about it because I was on my line. I hit it on my line. So I'm okay. And I thought, wow. He's in a good space mentally.
Yeah, he's got a good thing going for him right now where he's sort of leading the field in putts made from over 20 feet, but he's missing too many from inside 10 feet. Again, at the Golf Writers Dinner on Wednesday night, Tiger got the Ben Hogan Award, which is the award that, that we give for people who come back for serious injury or illness to have a career in golf. And he gave one of the best speeches I've ever heard him give. He got up there and actually talked for a fairly lengthy amount of time and talked rather honestly about the fact that there was a point a couple of years ago when he didn't think he was going to make it back, that he thought he was done. He was washed up and that his body would never let him be a professional golfer again. And I took that as a really positive sign from Tiger that we're not used to him being, you know, I've been covering him for 24 years. I'm not used to him being that open and giving in talking about himself. And I think at age 43, he's probably appreciates the spot that he's in more than he ever has and realize how lucky he was to do what he's done in his career, and that this window of greatness doesn't stay open forever, and he needs to enjoy it now as much as he can.
Absolutely. In fact, we're going to take a quick break, but I just wanted to say that someone who's never been a Tiger Woods fan, after seeing that address to the Golf Writers Association of America on Wednesday night, said maybe this person is somebody that I'd like to get to know better. We're going to come back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837. Your experts on call.
What do the Symphony Tower, One Ala Moana, Waiea Building, JN's Lamborghini Showroom, and Park Place at Ala Moana all have in common? They used Rainer Hawaii overhead doors for their door and gate needs. Rainer, Hawaii's premier overhead door company. Provide lasting security and safety for your business by working with Rainer Hawaii overhead doors and gates. Great service, fair prices. Whether you need 80 doors or only a small repair, call Rainer Hawaii, 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer Hawaii.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futura Stone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And of course, we're talking with Ron Cyrak, Global Golf Post and GGP Plus Golf Channel contributor, RonCyrak.com. You can find him there. He is special to the LPGA. And before we get to Augusta National and Fred Ridley's address, I thought I'd bring some of those things up with you, Ron, if that's okay. One thing that someone brought up to me today, did Tiger Woods get hurt? I keep seeing this thing on the in television. They're showing me him, you know, something wrong with his feet. And I realized they were talking about when the official was trying to move the people back. Did you see that?
Well, yeah, on the 14th hole yesterday, he drove it left to the fairway, and he was over the, when he hit the shot. After he hit the shot, the gallery started to surge forward, and a security guy moved in to try to protect Tiger from the gallery, and the security guy clipped feet with Tiger and sort of tripped him, and Tiger limped a little bit, but it doesn't seem to be any big deal. But it was, it's one of those things that that social media had a lot of fun with the video clip and replaying it out there.
Yes, over and over again. And, when you don't know the context, tell us a little bit about Augusta National. The patrons, as anybody who goes to the event are called, you kind of have free movement on that golf course, more so than other places, is my understanding.
Well, it's an interesting place here. It's probably one of the few places in our society where you can actually go and escape cell phones. No one's allowed, including the media. No one's allowed to have them on the course. Everything's done here, and I mean, it's amazing to see the evolution of this place over the last 10 years, and really over the last few years, and the way it's become even more fan friendly and even more. Accessible to the patrons who were fortunate enough to get tickets to come here, and there haven't been tickets on sale at this place for like 50 years now. But it remains one of the most remarkable venues in all of sports.
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, the tickets sell for $50, but then they you can't get the $50 tickets. You end up spending $5,000 or $10,000, depending on what the field is like. And with this field, I imagine those ticket prices were pretty high this year. Did you get a sense of that?
Yeah, I saw they were in the several thousand dollar range. And you're right. I think a 4-day pass here is like $320 or $350. It's very, very, very affordable. But there haven't been any tickets for the competition rounds go on sale since, I think, 1972. So they do have a lottery for the practice round tickets, but there's a lot of people trying to get a precious few tickets, and it's one of the when you get here, you find out that why it's so special.
Yeah, you do. You do. And it's crushing, when you enter the lottery and you get the note, you have not been chosen. Try again next year.
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, I'll give you a little bit of news here. Patrick Cantlay birdied the 17th hole, so he's now 8 under par on the day. And if he birdies 18, he will tie the Masters tournament record for the lowest 18-hole round with a 63.
Wow. Wow. See, Patrick Cantlay. Did we mention Patrick Cantlay during the show? No. I mean, there's, that's exactly what I was thinking when someone said to me earlier in the show that guaranteed those guys at the top of the leaderboard are going to be the winners. Okay. Nothing is guaranteed in golf. Okay. Augusta National Chairman Fred Ridley said something really interesting when he was doing his annual Wednesday address to the media. He was talked about how they were prepared for success of the women's amateur, but unprepared for the size of the emotional reaction of the members who were extremely proud. And it was about time. Now, we're talking about the members of Augusta National that, of course, here can only be by invitation only. So the reaction to the Augusta National Women's Amateur from the members was something that took him by surprise. Is that what he meant?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's been true. That was true 5 years ago when they started the drive, chip, and putt contest also. I do think that this club over the last decade, you throw in the Asia-Pacific Amateur, the Latin American Amateur, drive, chip, and putt, now the Augusta National Women's Amateur, it's taken a real leadership role in growing the game of golf. And for a private club, that's not a governing body, sort of a quasi-governing body, that's very impressive. And I think the members right now are proud of the fact that they've taken that leadership role and are being real activists in trying to grow the game.
It's wonderful. And then he went on, were you surprised when he said they have plans in place, they could change 13, Amen Corners number 13, it could lengthen it, but they're going to wait because they want to wait for the RNA and the USGA to come out with their distance evaluation studies. Were you surprised?
Well, that felt a whole lot to me like they were whispering to them what direction they want them to go. You know, because as you said at the very, very beginning of my segment here, this is an invitational. They can do whatever they want. They could impose equipment standards on the tournament if they wanted to. They could act in any way that that they want in the conducting of this event. And I think that they are very aware that they don't want the golf course ever to become obsolete. And I think that what they were saying is that if they have to continue to stretch holes back deeper, there may be another way to do that. Rather than making the holes longer, maybe you make the golf ball shorter. And it seemed like they might have been whispering that message to the powers that be.
Interesting. Yeah, he did say they, you know, didn't see a Masters golf ball. You know, it was right. Kind of, there was one message on the one side, and then there was, but we don't think that there's, you know, it was. It's interesting to see how much power that they wield, and yet how embracing they've been, because the Augusta National Women's Amateur was an amazing presentation of the women's amateur game, and it was astounding. The just the firepower of the two women who went up against each other, of course, Kupcho separating herself from Fosse. And it was beautiful. It was a beautiful exhibition of women and a competition that I'm glad they're doing it. It's great.
Well, Danielle, you know, I know I said this to you before. I've always felt the greatest critics of the women's game, both among fans and the media, are people who don't go to the tournaments, don't experience the events. And I think on last Saturday, there were millions of people who probably turned on the TV and watched women's golf for the first time and became converts.
And became converts.
And that's good for the game.
Yes,
yep,
absolutely.
And that's good for the game. Not all those people will come back as fans, but some of them will.
Ron Czyrek, always fun talking with you. Global Golf Post, that's where you can find his work. GGP Plus is where there's no ads and just great writing. And that's Ron Czyrek. Special to the LPGA, Golf Channel contributor, author of the Vision 54 trilogy, Play Your Best Golf Now, The Game Before the Game, and Every Shot Must Have a Purpose. Thanks for being on the show, Ron.
Thanks for having me on, Danielle. My pleasure.
Aloha. So the golf club is made possible by these great people. And while I am thanking these great people, would you like to make a call and get two tickets to the Lotte? Speaking of women's golf and the Lotte and seeing great golf, Brooke Henderson's going to be there. Michelle Wee's going to be there. Siri Park, the people who have been inspired by her, they're going to be there like NB. We're just going to have a great full field at the Lotte starting on Wednesday at Ko'olina. So you want to go out there. It's Wednesday to Saturday. The number is 808-545-1111. 545-1111. Two tickets for you. Thank you to Detail Boulevard, Honolulu's car finish experts. Protect your ride. Detail Boulevard on Baratania. It's on the left side, just two doors from Keamoku. They have loaner cars. So while your car is being buffed out, they'll let you take care of your business, which is the biggest problem I have. I want to get everything done. Here's my car. They say, here, take this car. Futuristone, Futuristone's master craftsman, turning your project, your building, your warehouse, your showroom, your home project into artwork. Futuristone, only the best. Rainer Doors, providing lasting security and safety for your home, your business. It's Rainer Doors. Call Rainer Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. It's 676-3667. 676-3667. Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water or worse, sewer pipes break or the mud that's left behind when that water drains off, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. They'll be on site in 90 minutes. The number is 330-6212. 330-6212. That is Oahu Extraction. Aloha Power Equipment, Hawaii's largest power equipment showroom. Two locations, Honolulu and Waipahu. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment and Creative Plumbing. It doesn't matter how large or small, whether it's a new build, a renovation, a repair. You want to redo the plumbing stack in your high rise because it's got to be done. done right and you need Creative Plumbing, or you want to bring your grease trap up to code, Creative Plumbing. Call them. And Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year. Get a lesson with Claude Brousseau. He's at Claude Brousseau. You can find him at MauiSchoolOfGolf.com. We have a winner. We have our winner. Thank you, Nani. Nani's helping me. Here we go, Nani. Okay. We have, first of all, let me turn that right. Jan Koons of Waimanalo. I'm going to get those in the mail to you today, okay, because the tournament starts Wednesday. Thank you for your mana. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2019.